भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम ओम नमः प्रणवार्थाय शुद्ध ज्ञानैकमूर्तये निर्मलाय प्रशांताय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः निधये सर्वविद्यानां विषजे भवरोगिणां गुरवे सर्वलोकानां दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः चित्रं वटतरोर्मूले वृत्ता शिष्या गुरोर्युवा गुरोस्तु मौन व्याख्यानम शिष्यास्तु छिन्न संशय ओम राधे राधे। अहम सर्वस्य प्रभवः मत्तः सर्वं प्रवर्तते इति मत्वा भजन्ते मां भूता भावसमन्विताः कीदृशेन विभूति योगयोः ज्ञानेन अभिकम्पेन योगेन युच्यते। So here, what type of vision is that which is not shaken? This is a very interesting statement, because all the knowledge we gather stays as long as better knowledge has not popped up. They tell very proudly in medical world, another world also, this is latest medicine. Means what? This latest medicine has made all other previous medicine as well obsolete, correct? This is our new research. The previous research is what? Every research can be researched. That is called research. Understand? You again research. So, anytime what you know is questionable. What vision you have now? People thought earth is stationary. Then they change what? It's moving. Earth is flat. No, it's round. All the time. So as with the black hole they talk, now they talk different theories. All speculation can never become unshaken vision. And they're honest, I like that. Because being maya karyatvat, Tulsidasi says, idamittam kahi na jaye. This you cannot say. I can't say this is flower. By the time I complete my sentence, after 2 days, I see what is there. Flower is gone. Unless it is plastic flower, okay? It's all gone. Then there is no flower, only plastic. There is also. So, idam ittam kahi na jaye. I say, this is child. No, the boy is a young man. Gone. Can I say anything definitely this is this only? No. Why? Before I make a statement, thing has what? Changed. Therefore, maya is what? Maya karya is what? Constantly changing. Therefore, no one can have unshaken vision about idam. Therefore, only place we can have unshaken vision is about Brahman. All other vision will shake. It is a shaky knowledge. Now, here Bhagavan here say, what type of vision is that which is not shaken? Because all other visions are subject to be shaky. And they are always shaken up. So here, Bhagavan says, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. I am the creator of everything. Mattah Sarvam Pravartate. Mattah, and because of me, everything is sustained. Wow. These two things he said. Iti Matva Buddhaha Bhava Samanvitaha Mam Bhajante Anvaya. Iti Matva is what? Thus knowing Buddhaha Buddha Avagame. That is Buddha Avagame. One who knows Samyak Darshana, one who has got Buddhaha. What happened? Here, definition of Buddha, Bhava Samanvitaha. Endowed with this vision, what? Yogaha and Vibhuti Sambandha. Brahman is limitless, unchanging. Maya connected to the Brahman, as though connected to the Brahman, creates this world. This is one who understands, is called Mam Bhajante. Bhajante, Sevante. Here, endowed with this vision, Bhajante, he gains me. There is a mantra in Veda, in the mantra area. Not in Brahmana or Samhita. This is mantra. Brahmana Aranyaka, Samhita. Tad apashyat, tad abhavat, tad asit, tad apashyat. Person saw tad apashyat that I am Brahman. Then what happened? Tat abhavat. Knowing Brahman, he became what? Brahman limitless. How? Knowing something, I never become bad. Tat asita. He was Brahman only. He saw Brahman, the truth of the Brahman, the knowledge of Brahman. He became Brahman. Why? He was Brahman. Tad apashyat, tad abhavat, tad asit. Here, Mam Bhajante, gaining this vision, unshaken vision, they gain me. They don't gain my vibhuti, they gain me, understand. Therefore, this is a very beautiful verse here, now we'll go into detail. Aham Sarvasya. Aham is what? Not Nandanandana, not Dwarikapati, not Parthasarthi. Who is talking here? Bhagavan. Understand? Aham is always Bhagavan. And even transcending the Mayapati, he said only Brahman. Aham Param Brahma. And who is known as what? Vasudevakhyam. Vas Dhatu is there, and Deva, two Dhatus are there. Vasati, one who dwells in everything. Self-existing Deva Dhyotnatmaka. In Bhagavatam, very beautiful thing is that the father of Krishna is called Vasudeva. Vasudeva. Krishna is called, therefore, Vasudeva. Mother is called what? Devaki. And that's it. Vasudeva, Devaki. And both the words, names are different. Sattvam Vishuddham Vasudeva Sadditam. The purity, the clarity is called Vasudeva. Devaki Sarva Devata. The focus mind, Ekagrata, is called Devaki. Where pure mind is there and total focusness is there, Bhagavan is born. Vasudeva. And Vasudeva is one who is self-existing and self-evident, Devaha, Dyotnatmakaha. So another name is what? Brahman, which is self-existing, Svatasittaha, Svasamvedyaha. There are two things Bhagavan Shankaracharya gives. Now, let the Brahman be self-evident, so what? Sarvasya Jagataha Prabhavaha. Is a cause for this world. Prabhava sabda, you understand? Prabhavati yas asmat iti prabhavaha. From whom everything emerges, everything benefits, is called prabhavaha. Uppattihi. Then further he said, Mattas sarvam pravartate. Now this is very important. To create something is easy. But to sustain is what? Not ordinary. All the laws are there up. Whole creation is up. All beings are up. But to keep them going, to create this body and to keep it running, it requires so much. Not your heart was there once to pump and stop. No. Heart is what? Pumping, 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 Abba. Tirelessly pumping. Indigenous pump you have got. And you never bother for that pump. You never say thank you pump. Did you ever say? You say or not, it goes on tick, 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 chalta hai. Abba. If you look at the whole body anatomy, it's surprising. Sometimes you feel this, we should not have bones because that is only fracture happens. But it will be a problem if you have no bones, you will be ball running around, correct? Only muscles running around will be very problematic. What will be you? It gives you structure, correct? So, I cannot move anything from this body and all is functioning. Bone also undergoes change. Kidney undergoes change. And they are functioning. Filter plant. What a filter plant. Only few stone get stuck there sometime. Because he cannot filter it. Liver, biggest chemical plant you have got is what? If you put the whole liver outside, it will take so many miles to put this plant. And is what? Tiny place. This body is all knowledge. And they are all going on. Suppose son want to take holiday, Sunday holiday. What will happen? Gravitation law, every day staggering. In India, you know what staggering? You don't know what staggering? Staggering means 4 hours, no electricity. Today is my staggering day. And law of gravity, okay, 15 minutes staggering. Then look what, suddenly your car will be floating, not running on the road. Abba, all the laws are what? On. That is a force whose presence makes them function all the time. Matta pravartate. Maryadam anatikramya cheshtate. That's the meaning is given. Maryadam anatikramya. You know, when I saw this, there's some videos about this tsunami. Very scary. People are just sitting and enjoying the sea beach, and suddenly you see what? Whole wall of water coming round, round, round. And this fellow are washed away. You can see their cars, everything, like a toy goes away. Now, only because there was an earthquake there underneath, this water came. Otherwise, the All those people who live on the sea beach, they know how far the sea will come, correct? So much water can definitely come. Doesn't cross. Maryada. Everything is a maryada. The air becoming thin if you go up, maryada. The composition of air, 78% nitrogen, etc., maryada. Nobody crosses this limit. Sun has to rise at what? The time, we know sunrise time. S1 may rise, S1 may not. S1 will rise, you are very happy. 11 o'clock is up. Wow. This is S1. S1 rise exit time and sets also right time. Maryada karanam. Who has put all this maryada? This body keeps aging, maryada. And after certain age, it will come to end without any problem. No disease, but it comes to end. This is also what? Maryada. All the laws, and they have the limit, and they are functioning all the time. That is called Sarva Mattah Pravartate. Here Bhagavan Shankaracharya says, Matteva Sthiti Nasha Kriya Phala Upabhoga Lakshanam Vikriya Rupam. Another thing, I am in this world. Why I am born here? Why the boy was born in Dharavi? You know, why is born there, biggest slum area? Why you are born to this parent? It is true to the karma phala. One Swami told me, Bhagavan gives you all the measured pain at given time. You require, because of your karma is like that, he has to give you. Naap naap ke tumko dukh deta hai, to sukh bhi kya karega? Naap ke deka, which any one way traffic. Dukh mere isko sukh nahi hai. If you have a punya, it will give you happiness also. If you have a papa, it will give you what? Everybody enjoying rice. In your rice, a stone comes and big hair comes. This is all your papam. So there is call of a papam. I know one of my person, he always gets hair in this food. I don't know why. He always gets hair. And then he shouts. Other fellow always gets stones. Okay? So this is called what? Gujarati Vivek say, Akkar Mino Padiyo Kano. So this fellow is Prarabdha is like that. So you have to see, everybody is enjoying, you know. When I got in the railway train, railway coach in India, it was very hot day, and I got into second class AC coach called Vatanukula. Typical good Sanskrit name, Vatanukula Vata. So right temperature. And everybody said, Swami, you are lucky, you are going up to Delhi by AC coach. I was also happy, I am out of the sun and scorching sun and no dust also, and I sat inside. After half an hour, I found it's not cold, it becoming hot, and they come and tell me the AC is not functioning. Now they understand the second class people are better than this class, because by next day I will hatch. If I stay whole night in this train, coach, I will become what? I will hatch. So hot. You have paid for this, and your prarabdha is what? Is not working. This is called what? All the flights are in time. When you go and look over, delayed. Then what? Cancelled. Then what? Next day. This is called what? Prarabdha. So this is called naap naap ke dukh bhi milta hai. That's all. Sukh bhi milta hai. Therefore, sthiti nasha kriya phala upabhoga lakshanam prabhavah. Sarvam jagat pravartate iti matva. Now he says further. Bhajante sevante maam budaha. Now you understand. All this has come from the Lord, Brahman, sustained by the Lord, and resolved back to Lord. Janmadyasya yataha. Because tatastha lakshanam. And lakshana, there are two types. One is called സ്വരൂപ ലക്ഷണം അല്ലെങ്കിൽ കോൾ തടസ്ഥ ലക്ഷണം. വെൻ ഐ സേ മിസ്റ്റർ ജോൺ ഹൗസ് ഇസ് വിച്ച്, ദെൻ സേ വേർ ദർ ഇസ് എ റെഡ് ക്ലോത്ത് ഹാംഗിങ് ആൻഡ് ദ ക്രോ ഇസ് സിറ്റിംഗ് ആൻഡ് ചിൽഡ്രൻ ആർ പ്ലേയിങ്, ദറ്റ് ഇസ് ജോൺസ് ഹൗസ്. കറക്റ്റ്. ഐ കെൻ ഗോ ദർ. ദ നെക്സ്റ്റ് ഡേ ഐ വോണ്ട് ടു ഗോ ദർ അഗൻ. ഐ ലുക്ക് ഫോർ വാട്ട്? Crows and red cloth and children playing. Will it work like that? No. It is not part of John's home. But it helped me to what? No, John's home. Similarly, from whom the creation has come into being, by whom it is sustained, and to whom it is resolved, this lakshana helped me to know Brahma natato Brahma jigyasa. Janmadi അസ്യ ജഗത യസ്മാത്, ദാറ്റ് ഇസ് കോൾഡ് തടസ്ഥ ലക്ഷണം. യു ആർ ലുക്കിംഗ് അറ്റ് നോട്ട് ക്രിയേഷൻ, നൗ യു ആർ ലുക്കിംഗ് അറ്റ് വാട്? ഫ്രോം ഹോം ദിസ് ക്രിയേഷൻ ഹസ് കം, ബൈ ഹോം ഇറ്റ് ഇസ് സസ്റ്റെയിൻ, ആൻഡ് ടു ഹോം ഇറ്റ് റിസോൾവ്, ദാറ്റ് ഇസ് ബ്രഹ്മൻ. സോ ഹോർ പ്രവൃത്തി ഇസ് നോട്ട് ടു ടോക്ക് അബൌട്ട് എ ക്രിയേഷൻ. പ്രവൃത്തി ഇസ് ടു മേക്ക് യു നോ ബ്രഹ്മൻ. അണ്ടർസ്റ്റാൻഡ് ദിസ് ആൾ? ദർഫോർ ഇതി മത്വാ ഹോ ബുധാഹ. വി കോൾ അബുധ ആൻഡ് അതർ യു കോൾ ബുധ. അബുധ ഇസ് വാട്? ഇൻ ഗുജറാത്തി ലാംഗ്വേജ് അബുധ മീൻസ് വാട്? നിർദോഷ്. നിർദോഷ് മനി ബേക്കൂഫ് ഹെ. വെരി ഗുഡ്, നൈസ്. ഐ ലൈക് സ്വാമി ദർ വിദിതാത്മ യൂസ് ഇസ് ഓൾവേസ് നൈസ് വേർഡ്. ഇത് നിർദോഷ് ഛ മീറ്റ് യു അണ്ടർസ്റ്റാൻഡ് വാട്? ബേക്കൂഫ് ഹെ. ദാറ്റ്സ് ഓൾ യു ഹാവ് ടു സേ. Somebody told me a nice joke. He said, my son is studying in medical science. My son is in medical college. Then he said, is he studying in a medical college? Somebody asked. He said, no, people are studying him. A lot of problem people are studying him. He's in a medical college. So, when you, this is not working properly, people have to study you. Kya baat hai, kya kyun nahi sochta hai, pakka. So, we have got two, Buddha, other is what? Abu Dhabi. Abu Dhabi, all this fellow, Abu Dhabi is there, Abu Dhabi. Look at this, Buddha. So, Bhagavan says, one who knows the Lord, the Brahman, is wise. All other, otherwise, okay? So, Buddhaha, what? Mam bhajante sevante. They gain me by this knowledge, by knowing the Brahman as the cause for creation, and also further, so two words are, yasma jayate, yena jivanti, yasmin pravishanti. So, പഞ്ചമി തൃതീയ ആൻഡ് സപ്തമി, ദി ത്രീ സോഡ് അധികരണ ആധാര. വേർ ഇസ് റിസോൾവ്സ്? ഇറ്റ് കനോട്ട് റിസോൾവ് ഔട്ട്സൈഡ് ഉപാദാന കാരണം. ഇ പാർട്ട് ഇസ് ബോൺ ഓഫ് ദ ക്ലേ, ഇറ്റ് കനോട്ട് ഇറ്റ് ഗോ ഔട്ട്സൈഡ് ദ ക്ലേ. ഇറ്റ് ഹാസ് ടു റിസോൾവ് ഇൻ ടു ദ ക്ലേ ഓൺലി. സോ ദിസ് ഷോസ് ദ ബ്രഹ്മൻ ഈസ് ദ ഉപാദാന കാരണം. ആൻഡ് വിതൌട്ട് ബ്രഹ്മൻ ദർ കനോട്ട് ബി എനിത്തിങ്. ഇസ് എ കോൺഷ്യസ് ഓൾസോ, ചൈതന്യം ഓൾസോ. So, abhinna nimitto padam karanam is shown about Brahman. How do you get all this information? Therefore, next sutra is there. Shastra yonitvat. Shastrasya yonihi. All the scriptures has come from that Brahman. And Veda which has come from Brahman is all knowledge. What you know, what you write is more than what you write. You know always more than what you write. You always know more than what you talk. So person always knows a lot of words you know, but you don't use them word, but you know the meaning of those words. So here, from whom the Veda has come, What to talk about the sarvagyatva of the Brahman? Kimu vaktavyam? Sarvagyatva of Brahman. That Brahman is from whom this Veda has come, and Veda is the means to know the Brahman also. Both way. All knowledge Veda has come from Brahman, and Veda is the means to know the Brahman. Shastrasya yoni, shastra yoni yasya saha. So both is there. It is a cause for Veda. Asya mahato bhutasya nisvasitam Veda. So here Buddha is not ordinary. He knows two things. From whom the creation is coming to being, from whom the Veda also has come, and with the Veda only I know the Brahman. And with the help of the Rishi and the teaching tradition, he understood the Brahman. Therefore, then what? Buddha bhava samanvitaha. They are endowed with this vision. Vision is what? Brahma satya jagan mitya maya karyatva. Understand? If maya is mitya, maya karya is what? Mitya only. Agatit gatana patti yasi maya. That maya has got power. It makes impossible possible. This creation is unconnected to Brahman, but it makes you see as though connected. Now tell me, where does the pot and the clay join together? Bolo, bolo. Here the clay comes to end. Here the pot starts. Both are glued where? Sandhisthanam. Bolo, bolo. There is no sandhisthanam. Why? Pot is clay. Correct? Humko jagat ke bahar Ishwar ka darshan kara. Are Baba, ye jagat Ishwar hai. And there is no place where they connect. This is called beautiful. Therefore in Gita's 9th chapter he said already, Nachamastani bhutani paschame yogam aishwaram. Arjun, look at me. Maya tatamidam sarvam. All I pervade. Whole world is in me. I am not in them. And ye jhutha Krishna. Baat baat mein jhut bolta hai na. Abhi bolta hai pura jagat mere mein hai. और दूसरे वाक्य में क्या बोलता है? मेरे में कोई जगत नहीं है. There is no world in me. He just changes. नचमस्तानि भूतानि. There is no creation in me. Clay can say all the pots have come from me. All the pots are me. I am not the pot. And there is no pot in me. Then what will you do? You will take pot and throw away. This fellow is bluffing. It's fact. How do you become pot? Pashyame yogamaishwaram yukti ghatanam. Without undergoing change, how I become arthakriyakaritvam pradata? The clay you cannot fill water. Pot you can fetch water, put water. Pot is beautiful form. Clay is no particular form. But in spite of becoming all that thing, clay is what? Clay is what? Mrittika, mrittika eva. It doesn't become clay pot. If it becomes pot, it cannot become clay again, correct? This is my whole magic understand. It's not magic, it's called my vibhuti. One who understand that, then he understand this, my body, mind, sense complex, all the world I see, is Brahman. Brahman without undergoing change appears to be there. Therefore, the whole world is called Vyahvarik Satta, Arthakriya Karitvam. Buddhas came and said, somebody said, came, anything which are called Arthakriya Karitvam is Satyam. This is our logic also. What is use? Arthakriya Karitvam means usefulness. Gold can you wear or ornaments you can wear? Ornament. Which is useful? Ornament. Cotton you can wear or cloth you can wear?
cloth. So what is useful? Cloth. What is useless? Woolen.
Wood is useful or chair is useful? Chair. Therefore wood is useless, correct? That's what our thinking is. They said what is useful is real. And we gave the same logic to them, what is useful is unreal.
Only Nitya you can use, Satyam you cannot use.
Oh, this is called simple logic. Mithya is useful and it is what? It is Mithya. What is useful is Mithya. Therefore, the Satyam is not useful. Therefore, Satyam is what? Bolo. Satyam is useless. What a great thinking you have got. Eh? You have got some tables inside. So, you require to go under medical college study. If everything is Mithya, and the Brahman is, and Mithya is useful, okay, I like useful thing. Your Brahman is useful or not? No. Therefore what? Useless. And you are that Brahman. I knew my son-in-law, you are useless. That I knew long back. Why should you prove all the way? My son-in-law, you are going to Ashavida Gurukulam, you are useless. Because you are what? Brahman. And this world is what? Useful. So Mithya is better or Brahman is better? Don't go away now, okay, problem will be there. Brahman is neither useful or useless because it is you. Usefulness or useless thing is the reference what I use. This thing I can use it. This is useless I can say. Useful and usefulness, uselessness is for Vyavara. One who uses them is neither useful or useless. It is the thing, you are that, okay? All these arguments are there. Arthakriyakaritam argument is very strong argument in Vedanta. They want to prove. This is our thinking also. Whole life we thought, they call utilitarian attitude. Whatever I can get out of it, whatever I can get out of it, what is useful, I want to keep it. All other useless, I want to throw it away. Atma is what? Neither useless, neither useful, it is you. This is called Buddha, not ordinary, yet the Lord of thinking. Clear vision, I am Brahman, limitless, which is the cause of creation. Those who have this clear vision, then what happened? Or those who want to gain this clear vision, that too. Those who have will give. Those who want to have, they are committed to this vision. In second chapter of Gita, Krishna said again and again, Vyavasayatmika buddhi eke hakuru nandana bahushaka anantascha buddhayo avyavasayinah. Vyavasayatmika buddhi. If you are from Tamil Nadu, you will say, do the cultivation, Vyavasaya. That's what it is called. Vyavasaya means cultivation, correct? I am not Tamilian, okay? I can go wrong. Vyavasayatmika buddhi is what? Nishchayatmika buddhi. If gaining this, limitless if I gain, all limited are included in that. Limited I gain, limitless I can never get. And I don't want anything less than limitless, complete fullness. And that is gained only by knowledge of limitless. So here he says, those who have this vision will give this vision to us, and those who don't have vision, they are committed for this vision. How they are committed to this vision, gaining this vision, machitta madgata prana. Bodhayantah parasparam katayantascha mam nityam पश्यन्ति च रमन्ति च लक्कीली होल वर्स इज इन अन्वय सो इन नॉट अन्वय अन्वय मीन्स यू पुट इन अ सेंटेंस फॉर्म मच्चित्ताः मयि चित्तम येषां ते मच्चित्ता टू गेन दिस विजन ऑल दोज हु हैव दिस विजन ब्रह्म सत्य जगन नित्या ऑल विभूति आर नथिंग बट ब्रह्मन व्हाट हैपन्स दे ऑलवेज देयर माइंड इज ऑलवेज कमिटेड टू दिस नॉलेज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट मच्चित्ता दोज हु माइंड्स आर इन मी Now tell me, this is very important. I can put something in something. Kunde Badrani Iva. In the basket I can put some fruits there. In my hand I can put flower. Similarly, in the Bhagwan I have to put what? My mind, correct? Bhagwan become Adhara and mind become what? Adeya. Is it like that? And they tell also, Asta channel, apna man bhagwan me rakho, apni buddhi bhagwan me lagao. Kaise? Bhagwan kaha hai? Wo malum nahi lagao. Bola na lagao, pucho mat. This is all not understanding. All very, very, they gloss over a lot of things. The mai has to be understood. Some people complain that my mind goes away. My mind goes away from that. And the fact is what? Mind can never go away from that. It is that only. Yatra yatra mano yati tatra tatra samadhayah. One who knows the wave as water, ocean as water, whirlpool as water, the foam as water, then afterward he said, now I want to concentrate on water. Is it required? Whatever he sees is what? Whole ocean is water. Once this knowledge is there, all that you see, your mind sees, is Brahman. Not that whole creation is Brahman, therefore all that I see, hear, taste, touch, everything is what? Brahman. All the thoughts in my mind is what? Brahman only. Analyze any thought. Ava pushpakara vrittihi. I see, they call vritti vyapti falavyapti. I see a form, recognize the form. The seer, the seen, and the seeing, all the three are different. Drashta, drishya, darshanam. Jnata, jnanam, gneyam. Shrota, shravya, shravanam. Bhokta, bhogyam, what? Bhogaha. All these triputis, all three are there. But can these three be without me consciousness? The knower is consciousness. Knowledge is consciousness. Knowing is also what? Consciousness. Just shift the vision. All the three are consciousness. Once you have this vision, there, yatra yatra manoyati. Wherever the mind moves, all the three is what? Me only. Therefore, or wherever my mind goes, I see how this is also Brahman. That is called a seeker mando. Wise man knows. Therefore, any topic he's discussing, any thought comes to my mind, he doesn't want to get rid of any thought. Why? His thought is what? Consciousness, but name and form. name and form are mithya, changing. And you need not change your mind, because mind is changing by itself. You can't control the mind, because it's not there for you to control. Every thought, born, gone, is born and gone. It's not there for you to control. He doesn't want to control. He sees everything is Brahman, and all the thoughts are come and go, and that is, I am because of the thoughts are there. This is Machitta. Mad gata pranaha. Here Shankaracharya gives three meaning in that jivanaha. Prana means prana jiva dharane. That is the way we have got the word. Prana means jiva dharane. Ye prana dhari hai. All my life, this learning is whole life. Because growing clarity. There are topics to be talked. And topics require certain clarity. Then join all those topics as a one. That's the best person I've seen in my life is Pujya Swamiji. Equate the vision of the whole. Then you can work whole life. All different small areas you can keep talking. And learning them also. Like a master draws a few strokes, draws a beautiful elephant on the canvas. You know the whole thing is elephant. Then each part of the elephant you can paint and fill up with different colors. That is joy afterwards. So here, once the vision is there, you call wise person, otherwise is trying to gain this vision, and to gain this vision, sometimes one life is not also enough. But one thing is there, suppose to gain this vision, I have to come again, is there any problem? No. Why? Learning is happiness. You begin today learning happiness, and the end is also what? Happiness. Therefore, the person on this spiritual marga doesn't bother. If I have to come again, I don't care, because he knows nobody can stop him or her from learning. He will learning. And wherever they call Vidyanandi Brahmananda. Greatest happiness one can have is gained from this clarity. If teacher can put the substance clearly to me, you are glued to the teacher for learning. And the slowly you gain it, you enjoy. I was sitting with some Swami and was reading some books, some Puranas. They said, what are you doing, Maharaj? He said, I am reading wherever my praise is written. Meri tarif kahan kahan likhi main padh raha hu. Wherever is my glory, I am reading my glory, he says. Is right? Therefore, Vedanta Vakke Susadaramantah Bhikshanamatre Natatustimantah Ashokavantah Karunaikavantah Kaupi Navantah Kalubhagyavantah. Vedanta Vakke Susada. You touch him any time, what will come out of him? Not Devanta, Vedanta only comes out of him. Not that all the time he is repeating mantra. That Swami told me, pehle apni buddhi ko shastra anusarani banao. Phir tumhari buddhi se jo bhi niklega wo shastra hoga. First, all convert your total mind according to Shastra. Then all that comes out of your mind will be what? Vedanta. And not just Vedanta. And helping others to assimilate that Vedanta. The clarity falls in all level all the time. If you look Pujya Swamiji, this two Sanskrit word purely Shastri, Avarana Vikshepa. Avrana is to cover. Vikshepa is what? Any projection. Now he uses this thing in psychology so much. There is different level avrana is there, and then the projection also happen. Avrana vikshepa. I don't like this person. Then I got opinion about that person. As this thing is there, you conclude wrong conclusion and born of the conclusion, born of ignorance, and from there you say anything is what? Prediction. Therefore, whole life, and each level, avarana has to get rid of it. It's not one level. The mula avaranam is different. Agnanaina avrutam jnanam. Now one question I will ask you, I'll leave you. Does ignorance cover the atma or not? Agnanena avrutam jnanam. Tena jantava. Our good name is jantu. We are all called jantus. What a name. Jantava muhyanti. Are we not covered by ignorance? Yes. You have got into problem. If ignorance covers the atma, this cloth covers me, so cloth will be what? Bigger than me. Therefore, this also covers this glass. Therefore, the need to be what? Bigger than the glass. Therefore, atma is limitless. And avidya is what? Come on. Bolo, bolo. Double limitless, correct? And the example is given, nothing can cover as though. Even the cloud can cover the sun. Cloud doesn't cover the sun, it covers your vision. Correct? Even my eyelid can cover the sun because it doesn't cover the sun, it covers my vision. So it covers the word pramata, not atma, but it's way of saying as though. All Vedanta. So, agnanena avrutam jnanam. So, one whose whole life is learning and teaching. There is no break. When I came to this country, Pujya Swami told me, I don't want any day without class. Take class every day. Yeah? You all every teach and learn. And I tell you, when you teach, you learn a lot. Because there are people sitting, brilliant, with their eyes open, and they are listening so carefully, and sometimes they write something, you are more worried, kya likh raha hai, abhi to joke bola, ye kya likh raha hai, therefore you are worried what the fellows are writing also. Because they set you, really, students set you really. If you have really few thinking students, then you really become what? To keep them up, you have to be more thinking and organized, and no bluffing, anywhere, any logical sangati is not there, their eyes will look at you sudden way. Their corner of kya baat hai Maharaj, but then you become okay. That's where students really make. Therefore always keep some few fellows and some few unfortunate fellows to teach. Okay. The Swamiji nicely says, that makes you okay. First learn, then teach. This is a life of a one who is teaching, he knows the truth. One who is learning wants to know. Therefore, for both he is first said here, Matchitta Matkata Prana Bodhayanta Parasparam. The Bodhayanta is very beautiful. I don't have time now. Vidvat Goshtishtu Parasparam Anyonyam Shruti Bihi Yukti Bihi Mameva Bodhayanta. Vidvat Goshtishtu. In this assembly of wise person or scholars or person who knows, they use the same Veda using different logic and understanding the mantra of the Veda with a logic. Logically they don't establish, but logic helps them to assimilate that. They themselves know, help others to know. Others also they listen very carefully because they are also Vidwan. They call Bodhayanta Parasparam. Then, Tatha Svashishyebhyah Mameva Katayantah Upadishantah. All Vidwan have got few students, to them he will teach. With other sadhus or other Vidwan, they will come call Vidvat Goshti. They all in India, they are called Vidvat Goshti, where all Vidwans will come. That is our, Kumbh Mela. Kumbh Mela was the Mela, where all the sadhus and vidwas will come, and there are a lot of discussion. They are teaching certain areas they want to clarify. Others will help them, and they will also help others. That is called big discussion, Shastra Vichara was going on. You have to always do this also. Not to prove yourself, to understand Shastra. So they call Bodhayantak Parasparam Katayantascha Mam Nityam Tushyanti Charamanti Cha. I have no time for that, but one Swami used to say, Tushyanti Charamanti Cha. Charamam Avastham Nivante. They get in their talking, they are so happy. You feel this fellow has come from happy hour or what? So he is so happy all the time talking. One thing I always see, Pujya Swamiji talks about Vedanta, always what? At least happier than us, correct? And looking at us also, his happiness doesn't go down. There is one more miracle. Ascharya Vakta. Vastair Ascharya. Ascharya Vat Paschati Kasti Devanam. And second Ascharya so clearly taught. And others were still looking. Kya kya? Nothing happened. One Ascharya. And one of them understand Ascharya. And what is cannot be taught, he talks all the time. He is also Ascharya. So whole teaching is what? Ascharya. A whole teaching is over, nothing happened to me? Ascharya. There is always one fellow, whole Brahma Jnanam is over, he gets the message, Adihi Bhagavo Brahmeti. When are you going to start Upanishad? Whole Upanishad is over. Then teacher says, sit down, and he gives him Upasana. He doesn't tell him, you give Upasana, because it doesn't happen immediately, it takes time. Okay, with this I really enjoy talking, and I invite our Suresh Gary to come and make few announcements, whatever they have to make.